What I want to do, I want to read the scriptures that I was going to preach on. I'm not going to preach, but I want to read the scriptures because this is Sanctity of Life Sunday, and the Bible has a lot to say about life. And at the conclusion of this, what a better way to conclude a service than to have Debbie Wilkins to sing. She's on the list, and I don't want to pass that by, Deb. If you'll be prepared to sing here a little bit, we'll have it.
Amen.
God. Amen. Thank you, sir. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Funny how the Holy Spirit talks to you, how He speaks to your heart. This morning, just to be honest with you, I was apprehensive about coming to church. I felt like, you know, you have those feelings, you think, God, what in the world am I going to be able to do this morning? And I was in that frame of mind, because when it comes Saturday night and you still don't have a message, and you've got one started three times and you've raced it off your computer, thought, that ain't it, that ain't it, that ain't it. And Sunday's coming and you know it. If you ain't ever been there, you've missed out on the finer things of life, I promise you. But that's where I was this morning, and I left the house, kissed my wife, and I left the house and went out to get in my Suburban. We live next to Grand School, and some child had lost apparently part of his assignment, and the wind had blown it over into my driveway. I reached down to pick it up, and as you can see, I'd already whited it up, fixing to put it in the sack. And I thought, I wonder what this kid, what he's wrote about here. I'm just going to read this to you. Frogs jump, cows moo, snow falls, snakes slither. Now this is Zachary's, by the way, Zachary's paper. Spiders bite, flowers bloom, wheels roll, dogs bark, bees sting, thunder roars, garbage stinks, clock ticks, wind blows, and eyes see. And there's where the paper was torn off. I read that, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, your Heavenly Father made every one of those things possible. Hallelujah. Clear enough, Lord. Clear enough. Hallelujah. If God would have wanted a cow to cackle and a pig to lay an egg, he could have done that too. But God did what he wanted to do. And I tell you, God's still big enough to do what he wants to do. Can somebody say amen? He's still that big. Hallelujah. Won't take me but just a few moments to read these. Margot, you have these things ready to... Okay, let's just go with it. Sanctity of life. I thought, you know what? John says a lot about life. John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. John 8 and 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 4:14. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:35 and 36. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. John 5 and 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me, on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath the Father sealed. John 5:28-29, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 6:40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. John 6:48-51, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. John 11:1-6. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary that anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, him whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. John 11:11. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may waken him out of sleep. John 11:14. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. John 11:17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days. Garbage stinketh. 4-day-old dead body stinketh. He's been in there 4 days. John 11:38. Lord, by this time there is a stench, I'd say so, for he has been buried for 4 days now. John 11:32-35. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. By the way, I didn't put the scripture in, but Lazarus got out of there. Amen. He got out. And I need to tell you that he did get out. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody said that if Jesus hadn't specifically called Lazarus by name, if he'd only said, come forth, that every grave in that cemetery would have burst open. But he specified Lazarus, and he's the one that came out of there. Praise God. Aren't you glad God knows your name this morning? Praise God. Philippians 3:20-21. Is that where we're at? All right. For our conversation is in heaven. This is the shortest sermon. Mark this date down on your diary. This is the shortest sermon you'll ever hear me preach. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. 1 Corinthians 15:51-55. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be wrought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Matthew 17:1-2, and after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as a light. Now the reason I put this scripture in there is because this is a preview of what we can expect
when we are changed to become like Him. Colossians 3, verse 2 and 4, set your affection on things above, not on things of earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him in glory. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 through 11. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. My prayer for everyone here today, after hearing the evidence and after hearing the promises, my prayer is 2 Thessalonians 3 and 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for the word, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Hallelujah.